Welcome back to the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium here at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniger with you, bringing you more Region 5 4A coverage here as the K-High boys taking on the Thunder Mountain Falcons. And the Falcons besting the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears last night, 62-54, your final there, to earn a spot in tonight's game. And the K-High Kings will have their tournament debut here as they were the number one seed coming into this tournament.
Yes, and it was just a, I got to get my stuff together here. It was just a split across the board all the way, every series, home and away, was split between all three teams in the region, and it came down to a tiebreaker. Okay, I just kind of slid right in there by tiebreaker.
Yeah, you had four, or all three teams were 4-4.
And Russ and I were deducing. It was all probably 1 point. You know, one or 2 points at the best.
I think K.I. had a little bit of advantage. They had one win against both teams, I think, that was north of 10 points. But all the rest of them, between K.I. and the other teams and between Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain, were 3 or 4 points, I think. They were really close. Some 1 point.
K.I. is missing a couple of their players they had within the regular season, but one man's loss is another man's game.
We've
time
talked
to
about
step
it.
Up.
Absolutely. This is somebody else's opportunity to, you know, sixth man that's going to start now or something, get a chance. And we're going to see down there today, Josiah De La Cruz is going to get the nod, and he's not been a starter for K-High.
He hardly played all year.
And so we'll see as they're going to give both teams Lance Niera, Rabau, Yazga, Pedron Cicada Hurt, Anthony Garcia, and Krishna Sanguni. Harbor Thomas played a great game off the bench yesterday for the Crimson, or for the Thunder Mountain Falcons. And that's your non-starters for Thunder Mountain. Starters coming your way next. Keith Perkins down there on the public PA. Thomas Baxter.
Baxter filled it up yesterday, 22 points against the Crimson Bears. And he didn't seem like he was the focal point of the whole offense all night. And he just got like 5 points
just,
every quarter.
One of those guys that's just nice and quiet, just doing his job the whole game, making it work.
Ludman will also get the start along with T.J. Guevara. Sam Lockhart and James Pulaski will round out the starting lineup for the Falcons. Yesterday was the first game we'd ever called that Sam Lockhart played in, and he didn't hit a three-pointer. My guess, he saved it for today.
We're hoping that it was the first of two, at least.
I can't believe that. I think Sam's going to... I know just how shooters work. You have a game like that, and then you get that out of your way, and then you're back. And they just, I fear for Sam Lockhart today.
Well, look out for K-High to try and shoot the lights out from outside, too. They got some guys that aren't afraid, and we've seen them all season long. R.C. Lorenzo, Marcus, and you're going to see Scoblet getting the nod tonight. Him and Kleinschmidt don't shoot a lot of three-pointers, but they're not afraid to shoot them either when they get decent looks.
Non-starters for K-High, Ed De La Cruz, Gates Matheson, Kyler Seacrest, Juan Coronel, and Zyrus Manabat, along with the new guy, Henry Vail. Quinn Hudson, he's not in uniform today, but he's here.
Here we go. K-High needs a good game for Marcus tonight. He's played really steady all season, led the way on a lot of games. But when I talked to Coach Stockhausen at the beginning of the season, he said we're going to be best when Marcus scores 10 or 12 points and then fills up the rest of the stat sheet. And he does that nicely. He sees the court really well. And K-High, one thing I got to say about the team, they play pretty unselfishly. Everybody moves the ball around well, and nobody's trying to be a hot shot. They're just trying to play well, but they've struggled to kind of have some consistency this year. Sometimes they played really well as a team, and other times struggled to kind of find a rhythm.
Starters for K-High, Jonathan Skoblik, Josiah De La Cruz, Andrew Kleinschmidt, R.C. Lorenzo, the sharpshooting senior for K-High, and Marcus Stockhausen. K-High needs to, I mean, for their for things that make K-High go, they need 10 three-pointers on a nightly basis. Marcus Stockhausen, last one announced, the 6'4 guard for K-High.
Here we go. As both teams going to huddle out there.
A reminder, last year in Regents, Marcus Stockhausen played extremely well.
He got sick, remember, at the end.
The last game. He got sick.
Didn't play as nearly as well, but, boy, he showed up last year for sure early on. As Skoblik now going to jump it up against Pulaski in the middle. 8 minutes on the clock. Michael Bainey, Jeremy Bynum, and Riley Gass, today's officials.
It's Gainey.
Gainey. Did I say Bainey? I might have written it down wrong. As Jeremy Bynum will toss the ball here to start. K-High going to our right, Thunder Mountain to our left. As we are ready to roll. K-High cheer and stunt team getting adjudicated on this one as well. And that one goes to K-High as Marcus Stockhausen comes up with it on the tip. He'll go over to De La Cruz. Now to R.C. up top, Skoblik over to Kleinschmidt on the right side. Kleinschmidt going to drive the lane. Little four-footer, shot up, no good. Pulaski with the rip on the miss. And Thunder Mountain now going to come the other way.
K-High's got a rebound by committee.
Gabara now, right side. Goes left, over to Baxter. Baxter calling out some offense. Now back to Gabara up top. And now a handoff to Lockhart. Over to Baxter. Baxter drives down low and tries to thread the needle on a pass to Ludman, and that one off Ludman's hands and out of bounds. So K.I. will get it back. Kleinschmidt. Well, inbound. Needs a little bit of help. Gets it up to Skoblik. And Skoblik now will hand off to Stockhausen. Stockhausen picked up by Baxter. Gets a little bit of a screen. Stockhausen drives baseline. Now kicks it out. De La Cruz up top. Over to R.C. Three, no good. De La Cruz. Skies in there for the offensive board. Back out to Stockhausen for three. De La Cruz showing why he's got the starting nod as he gets the assist. And Marcus drains it.
The offensive rebound and the assist. Now steal by Skoblik.
Skoblik now gets it back out to R.C. Up top to Stockhausen. Stockhausen over to Kleinschmidt. Down to De La Cruz in the corner. He's going to kick it back up top around the corner. Shot on the way. No good. Pulaski gets it on the miss by Lorenzo.
K-High not afraid to jack it from deep.
Ludman now out to Guevara. 6:25 to go here. 3-0 K-High in the first. Dumps it over the top to Pulaski. Pulaski got it on the assist from Ludman. Up and in for two.
They're going to feast on Pulaski tonight.
De La Cruz helping out on defense, just couldn't match up. Now Skoblik on the right side, picked up by Pulaski. Drives right. Pulaski pushes him out of bounds, and a foul is going to be whistled. Down low, that'll be his first, team's first.
Skoblik has the quickness on Pulaski and got him off balance.
Stockhausen to inbound. Gets it in now to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt up top. Stockhausen. Stockhausen hands off to R.C. R.C. drives the lane. Dumps it underneath, and De La Cruz misses the bunny. And Pulaski comes up with the rebound. Got to make those. Great feed by R.C. Lorenzo.
Got to use the window.
Yeah.
Didn't use the glass. It cost him.
Now Lockhart into Pulaski. Marcus over there on help defense. Knocks it loose. But now Baxter with it at the free throw line. No good. Skoblik skies in for the rebound. Pushes the other way. Lorenzo on the cut. Kicks it out to Kleinschmidt. Now to Scobie. Up top to Marcus. And Marcus drives in the lane. In some trouble. Bounce pass underneath to Kleinschmidt. Up and in.
What a feed by Marcus. Kleinschmidt with the finish. 5-2 K-High. 5:09 to go in the first quarter.
Now Lockhart out on the wing. Bombs away on the feed from Guevara. Lockhart from the parking lot.
I told you.
And we're tied up at 5 apiece. De La Cruz now over to Kleinschmidt. Hands off to Stockhausen. Stockhausen up top. Skoblik launches for three. In and out. No good. Pulaski with his fourth rebound of the game already. Now quickly up to Guevara. Guevara out to Baxter. Little head fake. Drives the lane. Scoops to the hoop. No good. Scobie with the rebound. And now they'll clear it out. Marcus drives up into De La Cruz. De La Cruz gets a little shove from behind. Back to Marcus. Three-pointer on the way. Money. De La Cruz finds Marcus for his second assist.
Marcus feeling it already. Two threes. 8-5 K-High.
Lockhart now on the right side. Up to Guevara. Left side over to Ludman. Down in the corner. Baxter for three. That one off. No good. Lockhart comes up with the offensive rebound. Back to Baxter. Six-footer on the way as Lockhart picks up his first assist and Baxter in the book. 8-7 K-High. Now out to De La Cruz. Stockhausen for three. Got it!
Wow.
Stockhausen, three three-pointers on three assists from De La Cruz.
Marcus say, let's go. Bring it.
11-7 K-High, 3:40 to go here in the first.
It's like a heavyweight fight already.
Long cross-court pass over to Ludman. Deep three on the way, no good. And a rebound going to go against, that's going to go against Guevara on the rebound.
He pushed off on the rebound. It is. That is the call. First one on Guevara.
So K-High will come up with it.
Subs coming in for K-High. Seacrest and Cornell come off the bench. I like these two guys off the bench for K-High. We need solid contributions out of them today to get this victory.
Lorenzo now going to bring it up on Lockhart. Gets by him, goes between the legs, kicks it out over to Seacrest. Seacrest looking for RC on the cut. Can't get it to him. Now Marcus spins in the paint. Shot up off the window. No good. Baxter rips the board. He'll clear it out now over to Niera, who's checked in. Now to Lockhart, out on the right wing. Up top to Baxter, 3:05 to go here in the first, K-High by four. Baxter drives in. Niera in the corner for three. Got it.
Baxter with the feed. Niera drops it in, 11-10 K-High.
Marcus now drives by, gets by his man, right to the hoop. Finger roll, no good. Pulaski with his fifth rip of the night.
Got to use the window.
Now Lockhart with it. Out on the left side. Chance for Thunder Mountain to take their first lead of the game. They've tied it up. Lockhart for three. That one no good. Seacrest guy's in there for a nice rebound. Clears it out to Kleinschmidt. Now over to Stockhausen. RC wanted the three. Couldn't get it off in time. Now going to get it over to Cornell. Cornell over to Seacrest. Eyes up the three. In and out. No good. And Lockhart going to track down the long rebound. On the far side, he's going to push now. Lockhart in the paint to a cutting Niera. He'll dribble back out, give it to Lockhart. Bombs away, in and out, no good. Pulaski with the offensive rebound, reverse layup, no good. Lockhart comes out of the pile with it. And now Niera for three. Stockhausen going to track that one down on the miss. And K-High will push as Thunder Mountain misses a chance to take their first lead of the game. Seacrest. On the other side, into a cutting RC. 15-footer, in and out, no good. Lockhart with his fourth rebound. Boy, frantic action here in the first quarter. 1:40 to go, 11-10 K-High. As Niera now going to bring it across the timeline, picked up by Kleinschmidt.
Loving this game where the whistle ain't blowing every 10 seconds.
Niera now drives right side, gets the screen from Lockhart. Now long cross-court pass over to Ludman. Wants Pulaski down on the block, decides not to, kicks it over to Baxter. Deep three from Baxter, in and out, no good. Cornell with the rebound. Good look by Thunder Mountain, just couldn't get it to fall. Now Stockhausen drives right side, down to Kleinschmidt on the block. Drives in on Niera, double teamed. Kleinschmidt up off the window, gets his own rebound, that one no good. And Ludman going to get the rebound, and he'll be fouled by Kleinschmidt on a push. That'll be Andrew's first foul, team's first. K-High here with 1 minute straight up on the clock here in the first. This is everything we wanted it to be. They bring it across. Now down to Baxter. Baxter drives the lane. Little 8-foot floater. Got it.
Man, Baxter so smooth.
First lead now to the Thunder Mountain Falcons. Stockhausen drives up. 40 seconds to go here in the first. Seacrest thought about the three. Hands off back to Marcus. Marcus drives the lane. Gets by Pulaski. Left hand up and in for two. And Marcus is in double figures here in the first quarter.
Seacrest with the dime.
Lead back to Kahai. Niera now over to Lockhart. 21 seconds to go here in the first. Lockhart gets the screen. And a foul going to be whistled against RC down on the deck.
And no shot. They wave it off. First foul on RC. 13-12, 16.6 to go here in the first quarter. Gage Masson's going to come in probably for Lorenzo. Yep, little break.
Now they get it into Niera in the backcourt. 16 seconds to go here in the first. Guevara down to Pulaski on the block. Double team, steps back. 12-footer on the way, no good. That's Masson with the rebound. They clear it out to Stockhausen. Half-court shot on the way from Marcus, short. And that's going to do it, but Kahai going to go to the first quarter break up by one. It's 13-12. You're listening to the Kahai Kings on KTKN and Ketchikan and the Thunder Mountain Falcons on KINY up in Juneau, back in 60 seconds.
Welcome back. Clark Slatiker, Russell Thomas at the Region 5 Tournament. Thunder Mountain ball starts the second quarter. Pulaski at the high post. Hands off to Lockhart. Fakes. Kicks over to Guevara. Guevara dribble drives in. And he traveled.
A little show and go, trying to get a little fancy. Giving it back to the Kahai Kings with 7:45 to go here in the second.
Third turnover on Thunder Mountain in the game. You don't have any for Kahai?
No, not yet.
Goblick will bring it up. He's back in there for the Kings. Now to Stockhausen. Looking for Skoblik on the far side. Going to drive it in. Fake shot. And a foul. It's going to be on Guevara just reaching in.
Came over for the help defense as he got past Pulaski. Oh, no. 24. They're going to give it on Pulaski from behind, I guess. First foul of the second quarter.
Second foul on Pulaski already. Skoblik using his speed against him to get him in foul trouble. Into Kleinschmidt. Hands off to Stockhausen at the top. Dumps to Cornell. Pump fake. Shot. Good.
Great pause by Cornell there to wait for the defender to go over the top of him. And Marcus going to get his second assist.
Lockhart now for the Falcons. Over to Niera. Niera backs it out. Now gets to Lockhart. Double teamed. They go baseline. Step back. Long two. On the way.
Lockhart's fifth point.
15-14. Skoblik quickly up ahead to Cornell. Cornell off to Kleinschmidt. They swing it around. Far side to Skoblik. Now Stockhausen gets a screen. Gazga on him. Stockhausen spins in the lane. Little floater. No good. A foul, and he'll shoot two.
Foul going to be whistled against Niera. That'll be his first. Team second.
6:38 to go here in the first half. 15-14. Kahai on top. Stockhausen already in double figures in this game. Free throw on the way is good. He's got a dozen.
Seacrest coming down to fill up spot down around the key.
Second one coming now for Stockhausen. Is good.
Oh, what a great start for Marcus. You got to love it.
Lockhart will bring it up. Three-point lead for the Kings. Lockhart goes left. Step back. Bad pass. Tipped and hit the backboard underneath there in the back of it. Skoblik tipped it out.
Lucky break there for Thunder Mountain, as that was going to be a bad pass. Kahai was going to get the steal, but it's a hot pass, and they just couldn't hang on.
Niera looking to get it in. Gets it into Lockhart. Drives, hangs, scoop is no good. Rebound, Stockhausen comes away with it.
His second rebound.
Seacrest Bad pass stolen away by Guevara.
That's the first turnover on the K-High Kings.
Now Baxter drives, hangs, no, but a foul, and he'll shoot two.
Baxter with four, going to go to the line here. Foul's going to go against Josiah De La Cruz. His first. Team's first foul of the second quarter.
That'll send Thomas Baxter to the foul line to shoot a pair here. First one on the way. No good. Ludman comes back in now for Niera. Been a track meet so far.
Yeah. These two teams, they match. I mean, like we said, the whole conference just matches up so well. It's just fun to watch. The games are awesome.
Second one is good. Into De La Cruz, back to Stockhausen. He'll bring it up against Baxter. Brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Seacrest. Back to Stockhausen, blocked by Baxter. And they try to throw a home run to Baxter, and it's out of bounds. They'll turn it back over.
Nice break for K-High that it didn't cost them.
Who came up with the block there?
I think it was Lockhart, because he was the one that made the upcourt pass, I think.
So he gets his fifth rebound?
Yeah.
Goblick brings it up for the Kings. Over to, that's Lorenzo. Had it poked away. Saved it. Got it back. Now to Marcus Stockhausen. To Skoblik in the corner to Kleinschmidt. Back to De La Cruz. They swing it around for Stockhausen. Another block, but a foul.
Guevara going to be whistled his second foul.
And that's three foul shots for Stockhausen. Second foul on Guevara.
So Stockhausen now a chance to add to what's already an impressive first half. He's got 13.
First one on the way is good.
Stockhausen carrying the K-High Kings offensively here in the first half.
He just looks hungry to get some, too. Yeah. He makes the second one. He wants it. He's looking for it. Calling for it. And connected. Niera will come back in for Guevara. One more for Stockhausen. No good.
And a foul, push-off foul, yeah. Baxter threw the chicken wing. That was clearly right in front of the official.
Easy call. Foolish play.
Okay, how are you going to get another shot here now underneath their own basket?
Inbounded to Stockhausen. Had it poked away from behind. They come up with a steal. Baxter all the way down. Misses the jam. And
getting
Guevara,
too fancy.
Who's that? Gazga. Comes up with the offensive rebound, and they reset.
Baxter with the steal on that. Poked it loose and then ran down the court for the feed.
Niera over to Ludman. Far side, Gazga. Now back up to Niera. Step back three on the way. No. Rebound, R.C. Lorenzo. Gets it off to Skoblik, who brings it up. Hands off to Kleinschmidt. Now to Lorenzo. Backdoor cut to De La Cruz. Over to Skoblik for three. Too hard. Rebound, Sam Lockhart.
That's his sixth rebound of the night. Afternoon here.
Skipped over to Baxter. Back out to Lockhart. Lockhart. Head down to Ludman on the baseline. Skipped up to Baxter. Good look for three. Too hard. Rebound, Skoblik. And he's fouled.
Good position by Skoblik.
That's shots on the other end. Five team fouls on the Falcons.
Lockhart going to be whistled for his first.
That's
And a full timeout going to be taken by Thunder Mountain, so we'll take a quick break. 4:28 to go here in the second. 19-15 K-High with K-High at the line after we come back.
Welcome back. Skoblik will be at the line to shoot two after the timeout here. Free throw on the way. Too hard, no good. 19-15, K-High on top. Seacrest comes back in for De La Cruz. One more coming for Skoblik at the foul line. Shot on the way, too hard. And over the back on the rebound is Skoblik.
Lockhart's going to pick up fifth defensive rebound. He's got seven total.
Sam, just cleaning house on the glass, only at 5'10".
Second team foul for the K-High Kings here in the quarter.
Skoblik comes out of the game as Juan Cornell comes in the air, brings it across for the Falcons. Ludman left wing up top to Lockhart. Picked up by Lorenzo. Lockhart drives and a foul on Lorenzo.
Going to be down on the deck. So
that's number two. 30, yep. Number two on Lorenzo. No shots. De La Cruz is going to come right back in for him. Lockhart to trigger. Into Ludman. Back to Niera. Back up top. Ludman for three. Good.
Niera with his first assist. Yeah. Okay, still by one here.
Cornell. Crosses over, goes baseline. Kicks out to Kleinschmidt. Tough catch. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now to Lorenzo. Goes left over to Cornell in the corner for three. Too hard. Rebound comes off Kleinschmidt as they reset. Stockhausen at the top. Backdoor cut, not there. Baxter with the steal. Turnover on the Kings, their third.
Looking for RC, cutting through the middle, and Marcus couldn't get it to him.
Lockhart spins in the lane, up top, Gazga for three. That's no good. And rebound, Niera. Lockhart made it happen.
Lockhart with another offensive board on the miss by Ludman. And now Lockhart just drains it from the corner.
Sam Lockhart wanted that one bad. 21-19, Thunder Mountain with the lead. Now to Cornell. Cornell right above the foul line. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He's going to shoot two.
Broken play, but Juan able to make it happen. Joran Gazga going to be whistled for his first.
Nice cover. I was statin when Sam made that three.
Happened so fast.
Oh, yeah. So Cornell at the foul line. First one, good. Goblet comes back in for Lorenzo. And Seacrest, De La Cruz back in there as well. Ceseda Hurt comes back into the game. As Cornell with one more free throw coming. Shot on the way. It's good.
Tied up.
Tied up, 2:55 to go in the half. Niera will bring it up. Niera slowly brings it up over to Ludman, left wing. Looking for Lockhart. They got him. Gets the screen, goes right, cut off. Now goes left, gets into the lane, out to Ludman. Now to Baxter, down in the corner. Tried to drive baseline, cut off. Ceseda Hurt, now Niera. Niera. Fade away on the baseline, too hard. Rebound, Cornell. Stockhausen brings it up over to Cornell. Drives it into the paint. Cut off. Skoblik. Looking for help. Over to Stockhausen. And
easy
offense.
Call. Easy call.
Trying to shed Baxter. Just gave him the chicken wing.
Marcus going to be whistled for his first. Fourth turnover for the K-High Kings. I don't even know if Baxter had to sell that. Stockhausen gave him a good shove off there. Might have just wanted to remind him, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Don't get too close. 1:56 to go here in the half. Tied up at 21.
Lockhart drives right. Hangs. Scoops. Good.
Left hand by Lockhart.
He's got 10 now. Goblick brings it up for the King. Hands off to Cornell. Over to De La Cruz. Now to Skoblik. Off to Stockhausen, back to Skoblik. Skoblik drives the lane, gets inside. He's fouled. He's going to the line. What?
Down on the deck. On the dribble.
It's still two shots.
That's going to be Lance Nierra. Whistled for his second. Yeah. Skoblik 0 for 2 from the free throw line.
He'll get two more. First one on the way. Too hard, no good.
Now Cornell comes out. R.C. Lorenzo checking back in for the Kings.
They had no three-pointers in the second quarter after Stockhausen drained three in the first quarter. Second one for Skoblik is good. One-point lead for Thunder Mountain. Lockhart will bring it up. All the way up the left side. By his man down in the corner. Dumped it inside. Saved by Ludman.
Bad pass, but Ludman able to track that one down.
Baxter out to Lockhart. Deep three. Got it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how do you even defend that?
Afraid of that. Now
13 points for Lockhart.
To Skoblik. Out to Stockhausen. I was worried about Lockhart after no threes yesterday. Skipped over to De La Cruz. Back to Kleinschmidt. Now Skoblik. Out to Lorenzo for three. Got it! R.C. finally fives one. De La Cruz with his fourth assist.
R.C.'s first points of the game, and Kahi down by one.
Lockhart over to Ludman. Open for three. Too hard. Rebound Stockhausen. Gets it off to Lorenzo, back to Stockhausen. 20 seconds to go. Stockhausen, get it across the timeline. Hounded by Nierra. Looking for Lorenzo. 10 seconds. And a foul, reaching foul on Ludman.
That's going to be his first.
And that'll send RC to the line for a pair. Will whack on the wrist.
You know, again, like I was saying in the earlier game, it's a double-edged sword. If it was the other way, they'd be mad that it didn't get called.
That's right.
You know? So, you got to be careful what you wish for. Tied up at 26.
One more coming for R.C. Lorenzo.
7.2 seconds to go here.
It's good. Kahi takes the lead by one, 7.2 seconds to go. De La Cruz comes out. Masson will come in. Here comes Lockhart. Gets it across. Goes left. Step back. Bombs away. No. Long rebound will go out of bounds, and that will end the first half with our score 27-26. Kahi on top. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back with the first half wrap up. Welcome back to halftime here at the Region 5 tournament. Kahi and Thunder Mountain locked up in a tight one, 27-26. As leading the way for the Thunder Mountain Falcons is none other than Samuel Lockhart. Sam with 13 points on 3 three-pointers, 2 field goals. He has 1 assist and 8 rebounds, 3 of those offensive. And then 5 points for Thomas Baxter on 2 field goals, 1 for 2 from the foul line. Baxter with a block shot, a steal, 2 assists, and 1 defensive rebound. 3 points for Lance Nierra on 1 three-pointer. He also has 1 assist and 1 offensive rebound. And 3 points for Kason Ludman on 1 field goal, 1 three-pointer. And then 1 steal for Kason. And 2 points in the game for James Pulaski on 1 field goal. He's chipped in 6 rebounds, 1 of those offensive. Thunder Mountain did turn the ball over 4 times in the first half. And as a team, they had 11 defensive rebounds, 6 offensive rebounds. Oh, TJ Guevara. He didn't score, but he had an assist and a steal there in the first half. And Jordan Gazga had 1 offensive rebound. On the other side, leading the way for KI is Marcus Stockhausen. Marcus with 15 points on 3 3-pointers. He's got 1 field goal, and he's 4 for 5 from the foul line. He also had 2 assists and 3 defensive rebounds. And then 5 points for R.C. Lorenzo on 1 3-pointer. He's 2 for 2 from the foul line. He also has 1 defensive rebound. 4 points for Juan Coronel on 1 field goal. He's 2 for 2 from the foul line, and he has 2 defensive rebounds. Andrew Kleinschmidt with 2 points in the first half on 1 field goal, and he has 2 offensive rebounds. And 1 point for Jonathan Skoblik on 1 for 4 from the foul line. He's got a steal and 3 defensive rebounds. Josiah De La Cruz did not score, but he's got 4 assists and 2 rebounds, one of those offensive. Kyler Seacrest with an assist and a defensive rebound. And Kehi also turned the ball over 4 times in the first half. And they've got 12 total defensive rebounds and 3 offensive rebounds here in the first half. Russell vacated here temporarily at the half because his daughter's on the cheer squad and they're being adjudicated here at halftime, and he wanted to go watch that. So a lot of time left on the clock. They must have paused the clock here as there's still 4.5 minutes to go in the half. 27-26, Kehi up by 1. And we've still got 2 2A games later tonight after this. Wrangell-Petersburg boys is the nightcap, and the Wrangell girls, Haynes, Glacier Bears girls at 6:15. Well, we're going to take a 4-minute break here for the rest of the half, and we'll be back with second half action from Region 5 tournament. Stay tuned.
Kehi ball here as we start the second half. Kehi leading by 1, 27-26, and congratulations to the Kehi cheer and stunt team who just completed their adjudication floor routine, did a nice job, and maybe now a little pressure off. There's always a lot of pressure to perform out there for that. De La Cruz now drives in, kicks it to R.C. Lorenzo. Back to De La Cruz. He's going to hoist the 3. Got it.
De La Cruz.
As R.C. going to pick up his first assist of the night.
Yeah, he needs a little more out of Kleinschmidt in this second half. He's a senior. He's got a lead.
30-26. As Lockhart with it. Now out on the left side. Gets it down in the corner to Pulaski, or to Baxter. Long pass over to Ludman. Back up top to Lockhart. Drives in on RC at the high post, right side. Now to Guevara. Guevara back to Lockhart. Lockhart hoists the 3. In and out, no good. Stockhausen with the rebound. And now De La Cruz on the other side, up to Kleinschmidt. Did he read your mail? No. That one, no good, as Pulaski comes up with the rebound. Took a shot, couldn't get it to fall, and Kehi will hold on to the 4-point lead. Lockhart dumps it down on the block to Pulaski. Pulaski going to back up on Stockhausen. Now out to Ludman. Back up top to Pulaski. Baxter wanted it underneath. They couldn't get it to him. Now they kick it back out top to Lockhart. He'll drive. High post, free throw line. Kicks out to Pulaski. 3-pointer. On the way, that one short. No good. Baxter there and blocked underneath by Skoblik. And then Lockhart comes back up with it.
Who had the offensive rebound for them?
I'm going to have to think about it. Stockhausen with the block shot on the other side.
And comes away with it.
So it'll be Kehi ball. Scobie now up top to Lorenzo. Wide open. Stops. Pops for 3. He got it.
Ooh.
RC now with 8. Lorenzo with his first assist.
No, Skoblik,
I mean, with the assist. Excuse me. Now coming the other way. Kehi, biggest lead of the game yet. 7 points. Down to Baxter in the corner on the feet from Pulaski. No good. And saved over there by Ludman. Gets it over to Baxter. Off the window for 2. Wow. Lucky save by Ludman.
Kehi by 5 in possession.
Skoblik. Now on the other side up to Lorenzo up top. Over to Stockhausen on the right side. Stockhausen been quiet from the field as he drives that one in. Up and in for 2 on the feed from RC. And an official's timeout.
They're calling something.
Something with Stockhausen's shoelace. I was just going to say, Stockhausen had 3 3-pointers and a field goal in the first quarter, and then all of his points came from the line in the second, and then he's got
17 now.
Heated up and got that little layup there. It's now Guevara going to drive in on De La Cruz. Kicks it up top to Lockhart. Down in the corner to Baxter. Now the Pulaski down on the block, loses it, and De La Cruz comes up with it on the loose ball. Clean game for both teams in the first half. 4 turnovers apiece. They get it down in the corner to Kleinschmidt. He'll drive it out into the paint. Kicks it out. Stockhausen wide open left side for 3. No good. And it's Ludman who finally comes out of there with it. RC.
RC was battling.
Fighting for
it.
The rebound. And now Skoblik reads the pass nicely for Baxter. Knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be Thunder Mountain ball on the side with 4:45 to go here in the third. K-High by 7.
K-High pounced on him early here in the third quarter.
Guevara now up top to Pulaski. Hands off to Baxter. Baxter drives the lane. And a foul going to be whistled as Stockhausen going to push off. That'll be his second.
That'll send Baxter to the line to shoot 2.
K-High's first foul of the third quarter. And Baxter 0-for-1 from the line tonight. We'll get a pair here.
35-28, 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. K-High up, and Baxter misses the first one. One more coming.
And he'll get it. Couple dribbles. Shot on the way. No good as Kleinschmidt gets the rebound. Now quickly up to Skoblik. Skoblik pulls it back out. Drives the paint. 15-footer on the way. Got it.
Nice move by Skoblik. Just found an open spot. Pulled up for 15-footer.
K-High now leads by 8. Now to Guevara. Top of the key. He's going to go left side over to Baxter. Baxter, long cross-court pass over to Lockhart. RC right there in his face. Lockhart spins at the high post. Kicks it back out to Pulaski. Catch and shoot for 3. No good. Stockhausen with his 6th rebound of the night. Quickly out to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt going to run the table. Kicks it down to De La Cruz in the corner. Back to Kleinschmidt for 3. In the corner, in and out. No good. Pulaski with the rebound. He's got 8 rebounds now on the night.
Clean in the glass. Only 2 points, but...
Ludman now out on the right wing. Looking for a little bit of help to Guevara. Has to chase it down out near half court. Needs a screen. Doesn't use it. Drives the lane and up and in. Count it.
And the foul on De La Cruz, his 2nd.
Tough take there by Guevara, and he's able to get it to fall.
Yesterday, Guevara only didn't score in the first half and then 12 points in the second half.
Came on fire. Riley Gass over there at the official scorer's table talking something over. They're going to have a conference here. Something going on.
What do you got here? 10 points for us in the second half, 4 for them.
Well,
so
yeah,
the score's
be,
right. No,
it
30.
Should be 30?
30.
Yeah. 37 to 30.
Should be 30.
Somehow they missed something.
They never ask us. We're up here keeping a book.
Yeah, I think, you know, if it's not in the official book, it didn't happen. You know, no matter what they got on each bench, no matter what anybody else is keeping, no replay. They don't have any way to go back and fix it. And give it up to the officials for remembering, you know, what's happened over the last 4.5 minutes. You know, they're going to talk it over and try and get something sorted out here. I think there might be a 1-point discrepancy. At least that's what we're showing in our book.
Yeah. They had a couple field goals. Should be 30.
And even Stockhausen's saying 30. I think he even recognizes that it's... They're going to look at their book, probably.
They got it right.
Guevara's basket's good.
We got it.
So heads up, good heads up by the team down at the scores table. They realized they had a discrepancy up on the scoreboard trying to sort it out. I don't know if it was pointed out to them by Thunder Mountain bench or what they ended up doing. But now they're going to try and sort it out. Oh, no. Yeah. Guevara's bucket was the 30th point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're trying to figure out who the foul's on because they don't have it.
It's on De La Cruz.
Yeah, he's off, though. So now they're trying to figure it out. They're probably looking out there on the floor to figure out who's out there that got the whistle blown on him. I don't know.
He's not out there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He came off, so that's going to just add to the confusion. The foul should have been whistled on De La Cruz. His second. There they go. They got it.
They got it.
Took him a minute, but they got it figured out. Two fouls on De La Cruz. Count the basket by Guevara. That'll make it 37-30, and Guevara going to get one more shot here on the and one, and he makes him pay as he drops that one in. 31. Now down quickly to the K-High Kings, Kleinschmidt. Now out to Stockhausen. Now out to RC. Going to pull it back out. Top of the key goes right side now. Over to Kleinschmidt. Back to RC. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. RC now over to Kleinschmidt on the far right side. Now back to Stockhausen on the left. Stockhausen wants a screen. Guevara all over him. But then Kleinschmidt wide open underneath.
Oh, pick and roll works beautifully.
A little breakdown in the defense. And Marcus made him pay. Andrew right where he was supposed to be. Easy layup from the left side.
Like I was saying, we need more from Kleinschmidt here in the second half.
Pulaski now backs it up on Stockhausen, kicks it out over to Gazga. Shot up, no good. Lockhart had the rebound, and Stockhausen takes it away from him. A little no-look pass by Kleinschmidt. Stockhausen
that was
got
just a tip.
The rebound, tipped it out to Andrew Kleinschmidt, who didn't even take it in his hands. He just tipped it to RC, and RC goes up and in for two. What a team play.
Seacrest with the rebound on the Lockhart miss.
Kleinschmidt now. K-High with a 10-point lead. Biggest of the game yet. RC over to Seacrest. Back to RC up top. Bombs away for three. He got it. Seacrest with his second assist. And RC now with 13 points.
And K-High with a 13-point lead all of a sudden.
Thunder Mountain wanting to talk it over. And we'll take a 60-second break. K-High up. 44-31 with 1:57 to go here in the third. 1:57 to go here in the third. K-High up by 13, their biggest lead of the game so far now as Niera dribbles it off his feet. And they didn't get it across in time.
Too much mustard. Just get it across quick.
Well, Niera dribbled it off his foot, had to chase it down. And so Thunder Mountain going to turn it over. K-High going to get it back with a chance to extend the lead even further. Now to Kleinschmidt. Over to RC. Nearly stolen away. Stops. Does he get by Lockhart? Now Stockhausen over to Juan Cornell. Stockhausen gets another rebound and up and in for two.
That time he's not passing. I'm finishing this time. Got to use the window, guys.
Stockhausen now with 19. Now to Baxter underneath. Loses the handle. Kicks it up to Ludman. Now down low. Niera. Shot up, down, and gets it for two.
Gazga with the assist.
They get it down now to Cornell. Cornell into RC. RC out to Stockhausen. Quick trigger three, no good. And Niera with the rebound. He's going to push the other way. K-High by 13, 1 minute to go in the third. Lockhart steps back. Out to Baxter, down on the left side. Long cross-court pass up to Gazga. Now down in the corner to Ludman. Back up top to Lockhart. Lockhart, deep three on the way, in and out, no good. Niera with the offensive board, no good. And then Kleinschmidt comes up with it for K-High.
Kleinschmidt with the altered shot on that one.
Now to Cornell. Up top, now to Seacrest. Seacrest to Stockhausen. Stockhausen going to drive in on Niera. Double team, steps through, up off the window. Got it done himself.
Man, working hard down there. Could have been an N1 easily.
Now Baxter coming the other way. Stockhausen picks him up. They go to Gazga up top. Swing it, Ludman out on the right wing. Now up top to Baxter. Drives by Stockhausen. Cut off by Cornell. Now they swing it to the other side. Lockhart, 3 seconds to go. Lockhart not going to get it off, and he does. Whoa, quickly. He barely noticed it with about half a second left. Let it fly, and that one rattled in the cage. But K-High going to go to the break up by 15. It's 48-33. Stay tuned. Final 8 minutes coming your way right after this.
Welcome back. Thunder Mountain ball to start the fourth quarter. Guevara brings. Started by De La Cruz, who's back in there. Crossed over, gets in the paint. Little runner, good.
Nice take by TJ. That's his fifth point of the game.
Full court pressure. That pass is stolen away by Baxter. First turnover on K-High in the second half. Guevara drives, scoop, no good. And De La Cruz comes away with the rebound.
Got out of position and just chunked it right under the rim.
Poked out on the far side by Guevara. So it's going to be K-High ball over there. Skoblik to trigger. They set it up into Stockhausen. Double teamed, gets it off now to Lorenzo. Poked into the backcourt by Lockhart.
What? He wanted it. He didn't think it was tipped into the backcourt. He thought that should have been an over and back call.
Is that a warning?
Yeah.
Riley Gass gives Blasco a warning. He was way out on the court. Gave him a warning. Not a T, though. That was
bad pass.
Stolen away. Lockhart, coast to coast, off to Baxter. Now out to Gazga. Guevara. They swing it around. Up to Lockhart. Deep three. Got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Baxter with the assist.
You just got to be on him everywhere.
Yeah, cut it to 10. Full court pressure. They get it up to Skoblik. Knocked out by Ludman.
Ludman lobbying for the fact that it was off Skoblik. And Jeremy Bynum saying, nope. And Stockhausen going to take a 30-second timeout.
K-High. Thunder Mountain's really turning up the heat here in the fourth quarter with the full court press. And K-High needs to settle down so they can break this press.
For those of you down in Ketchikan that are following the tournament here and looking to check out the Metlakatla Chiefs and the Mischiefs, we will be bringing you them tomorrow morning, 11:30, as the ladies face off, the Mischiefs face off against the Petersburg Vikings. And then at 1:15, doubleheader there on KTKN tomorrow, as Metlakatla Chiefs taking on the Haynes Glacier Bears at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon.
K-High ball coming out of the timeout. They set something up. Looking to get it in. Gets it into Kleinsmith. Over and back.
Yeah. Took him a minute, but Jeremy got the call. Blew the whistle. That'll be the third turnover on K-High, and Kleinschmidt just not paying attention to where he was on the floor.
No.
Stockhausen gave it to him in the wrong spot, too, where he's moving backwards. Needed to lead him a little bit further into the backcourt.
Into Guevara. Gets it across. Drive. Kicks out Baxter for three. No. Rebound.
Ludman.
Ludman as they reset. Sam Lockhart drives up and under. Good.
Sam having a great game, too. He's got 18 points.
K-High on a bad little stretch here as they get it across this time. Skoblik. And a foul is going to be whistled on, who's that, Gazga? They've cut a 15-point lead to 8 already here.
That'll be the first team foul here in the fourth quarter.
So it's going to be K-High ball. As they'll set it up, they get it into Cornell. Now to Stockhausen at the high post. Spins, gets it out, Skoblik. Bad pass. turns it over. What was that?
Yeah, that's a horrible pass. Gasgett comes up with the steal. Didn't even have to work hard for it.
Now Guevara wants to drive. Scoop, no. Rebound. Juan Cornell.
Saved it there as it was right on the end line.
Back to Cornell and a timeout by Kahai. The 30-second timeout.
5:57 to go here in the game. Kahai by 8. And for those of you that are following the rest of the bracket, like I said, Metlakatla Mischiefs and Chiefs tomorrow on KTKN down in Ketchikan, 11:30 and 1:15. And then Craig falls to the Haines Glacier Bears today, 59-53 on the boys' side of the bracket. And then later tonight we're going to have Petersburg and Wrangell on the boys' side, and Haines and Wrangell on the girls' side. Clark going to be calling that game next. And then I got the nightcap tonight. Petersburg-Wrangell taking on one another.
I think that Petersburg-Wrangell game is going to be something.
Yeah.
So familiar there, right across the pond from each other.
2 and 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Stockhausen looking to get it in. Gets it into Seacrest. Had it, almost got it poked away. Back to Stockhausen. Still not
across. The time. Finally.
They finally break it. RC Lorenzo up to Kleinschmidt. Drives right down the lane. Shot out the window. Good.
That's what you're talking about needing from Andrew Kleinschmidt. Little aggressiveness.
10-point lead. Now Lockhart spins out to Baxter. Over to Gazga for 3. Too hard. Rebound Stockhausen.
Stockhausen with 9 rebounds now.
I got 10.
Do you? What do you got for defensive?
8.
And 2
now
offensive.
Now foul on Baxter on the reach in half court. Tried to go for the steal.
You had him with 2 offensive, Marcus?
Yeah.
All right. So Marcus a double-double. Baxter with his 2nd foul.
Marcus 21 points already. Into Seacrest. Seacrest. Just bring it across, my man. There you go. Now to Stockhausen. Drives it in. Wow. And he, man, Kahai with 5 turnovers here in the 4th quarter. Didn't have any in the 3rd. Still up by 10. Inbounded to Guevara. 5 minutes to go in this game. Guevara all the way up the right side. Cut off. Backs it out. Bad pass. Stolen away by Stockhausen. He'll slow it down. Now to Kleinschmidt. Right to the hoop. Layup. Good. And 1.
And the assist. Marcus got the steal.
Finally, Kleinschmidt showing me some fire. Come on, big fella.
And that was a great steal by Marcus and a great feed to a cutting Kleinschmidt.
How many steals you got from Marcus?
Just, that's his first one that I had. Maybe I missed one.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Did you? You didn't have
any
either?
Thought I first one, that's, yeah. I was like, that's it?
Kind of odd for Marcus. He's usually got good hands. We usually see him with 4 or 5 steals a game.
Free throw, no good. Battle for the rebound. Ludman comes up with it.
When Marcus had a line on it, just couldn't hang on.
Lockhart from NBA range. Good.
Lockhart now with 21.
Oh, man, I was fearing that 3 today after no 3s yesterday. Lorenzo quickly up to De La Cruz. And he couldn't hang on. Another turnover. Kahai feeling the heat. Skoblik's going to come back in now.
De La Cruz going to come out.
Kahai holding on to a 9-point lead. 52-43. 4:25 to go in the game. Into Lockhart. Picked up by Lorenzo. Sam gets by his man. Drive, scores.
That's just a guy who can take his team on his back. And so far, Sam doing it. He's got 10 points here in the 4th quarter.
Kahai got to break this press. They got to get it across. They do.
Kahai's been outscored 12-4 here in the 4th quarter.
Slow it down. Just take some air out of this ball. Off to Skoblik. Gets away from traffic. Drive. Scoop. Good. Skoblik with a strong move. Back to a 9-point lead. Broke away from the double team and just attacked.
Great move. Coming right off the bench as he just came in. And
Guevara drives. Scoop up. Good. Into Lorenzo. Back to Kleinschmidt. Back to Lorenzo. Gets it across now to Cornell as they slow it down. Now over to Kleinschmidt. Hands off to Skoblik. Now Lorenzo. They swing it around to Cornell. 3:10 to go. He backs it out.
You're right. KI doesn't have to be too aggressive here. Look for a good shot.
Now Lorenzo with it. RC picks up his dribble. Needs help. Over to Kleinschmidt, and he's fouled by Ludman.
Boy, that was a bailout, too, because Kleinschmidt was not in a great position there.
He was in trouble after the catch.
And that's going to be the second on Ludman. Third team foul for the Crimson Bears here.
Fourth. They just changed it. Yeah. So it's shots the rest of the way for Kehi. And we got a full timeout. 2:57 to go in this game. We'll take a quick one-minute break and be right back. Lorenzo drives. Scoop. No. Stockhausen.
No.
With the offensive rebound.
No, they're going to wave it off. They're going to say he's fouled on the shot. So Lorenzo going to go to the line. Ludman going to be whistled for his third. But Stockhausen there had the offensive board and the putback for two. But Lorenzo going to have to earn it the hard way.
First free throw on the way is good. He'll get another one. 8-point lead, 2:50 to go. Second one coming. Shot on the way. Good. RC, money. Guevara. Going to bring it up. Picked up by Skoblik. Gets it across the timeline. Goes to Baxter. Back to Guevara. Now to Baxter. Tried to step back for three. Lost the handle. Got it back. They got to go.
I was going to say, they got to be a little more aggressive here.
Lockhart. Deep three again. Got it.
I mean, they just don't even look like he's got a good line on the basket, and he's just is so good at those shots.
Kleinschmidt needs help. Gets it to Stockhausen. Gets it across to Cornell. Kehi will slow it down. Now to a cutting Stockhausen. Gets in the lane. Shot up off the window. Good. Cornell with the dime.
Great way Marcus uses body to shield himself.
Lockhart again for three. Got it.
Lockhart with 16 in the quarter. Just rain and fire here on the Kehi Kings.
And a foul in the backcourt on Guevara with the reach. And that's going to be two more for Lorenzo. Unbelievable. I told you I was worried about Lockhart. First game we ever saw Lockhart play yesterday, we didn't make any three-pointers. And, man, today he is lights out. Seven of them now. They got it down to a five-point game here.
Guevara with his fourth foul. And RC with two big free throws here. He's perfect from the line tonight, 4 for 4.
Make it 5 for 5. 6-point lead, 1:47 to go.
Yeah, Lockhart just a competitor that's got ice water in his veins.
These threes are like 6 feet back from the line. He's just, second one, good for RC. Back to a 7-point lead.
And a timeout going to be taken.
Oh, no, sub. Hierro's going to come in.
Guevara coming out. Keep him for the end if they need him.
Lockhart brings it up. Big screen. Lockhart goes left. Steps back.
Foot on
three.
The line.
No.
Foul going to be whistled against Cornell. Foul on the deck. Cornell going to be whistled for his first. KI's first foul of the fourth quarter.
1:38. 16 in the quarter, you said, Russ?
Yeah.
29 in the game.
I mean, the guy's just killing it.
They get it into Lockhart. Somebody's giving him a screen. Pulls up. Deep three. No. And rebound. Sesta Hurt.
Out
down
to
the
Baxter
corner
to in the
Baxter.
Corner.
Good. Who had that feed?
I don't know. I missed it, too. Now Kleinschmidt driving down. Travels.
Ouch.
Gives it back.
4-point lead. 1:17 to go in this game. Thunder Mountain making it happen here in the fourth.
Kahi without a three-pointer here in the fourth quarter.
Lockhart. Step back three on the way. Got it!
We got a one-point game.
And a foul in the backcourt on Sesata Hurt.
And RC's not the guy you want to foul.
Or it's on Niera.
His third.
What a performance by Sam Lockhart. Are you kidding me? It was 48-33 after three quarters. And Sam Lockhart.
Sam's outscored the Kahi Kings by about 5 or 6 points just by himself.
Unbelievable.
Here in the fourth quarter.
Free throw by Lorenzo rolls around the toilet bowl a couple times and falls through.
This is a big free throw right here. The way Lockhart's shooting threes. And Baxter, too, just hit that last one. But this would give Kahi a three-point lead.
No good. And Baxter comes away with the rebound. Off to Lockhart. Drives right. Goes right by his man. Layup good. Tied up. Coming the other way. Cornell. All the way down. Slows it down. Kleinschmidt, going to drive, goes right down the lane, layup good.
Up and in, Kleinschmidt with six in the quarter.
Cornell with the feed. 34 seconds to go, Kahi by two. Lockhart from NBA range, got it!
Oh my goodness.
Thunder Mountain takes the lead.
And a bad inbounds pass is going to be touched.
Yep,
by
it is
Thunder
touched.
Mountain, and lucky break for Kahi.
Kahi down one, 21 seconds to go.
Stockhausen wants a full timeout. We're going to take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back. 21.3 on the clock, Thunder Mountain by one.
10 seconds.
Timeout. Kahi ran into some trouble trying to get a pass off or a playoff, and Stockhausen had to end up calling timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 7.8 to go in the game. Is Thunder Mountain still holding on to a one-point lead, and Kahi going to try and draw up a play for 7.8 seconds on the clock.
Wow. 24 points in the fourth quarter by Sam Lockhart, including six threes. He has just been unconscious.
Yeah.
It brought him all the way back from a 15-point deficit. They're up by one with 7.8 seconds. Kahi's got to have a bucket to win this.
And let's be fair to Sam. Not one of these were at the three-point line.
No.
4, 5, 6 feet back, and he's just letting it rain.
And they are. And he missed one shot in the fourth quarter. And, man, they're just hitting the bottom of the net. I mean, they are wet like water. Unbelievable. This is a performance like we've never seen here at the Regent Tournament. 37 now in the game for Sam Lockhart.
Incredible.
Goblick looking to get it in. They set up the play.
And Ludman not giving him enough space. That's going to be a warning.
Got
a little too close.
Great call by the officials. Don't be calling anything crazy. Let the kids work it out.
And another timeout going to be taken by Stockhausen. He's seen how he's going to match up defensively with Thunder Mountain. He wants to look it over one more time. And what do? You go to Kleinschmidt, who's had a hot hand here in the fourth quarter with 6 points, or do you go to Stockhausen, who's just had a great game? He's at 23.
Well, you got options here. You got options. You got to have
RC Lorenzo, although he hasn't hit a field goal here in the fourth.
Any foul is free throws. I think you got to attack
gotta
the drive. Basket.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You got to get it in and just drive to the hoop and hopefully draw the foul. If you get the bucket, even better. But if you get fouled, you go to the line. You just got to hit one to tie it up. And if you burn enough time off the clock before you get to the rim, it makes it really tough for Thunder Mountain to get down the floor.
Goblick will trigger it in. Still 7.8 on the clock coming out of the timeout. Kahi ball. Down one. They were up 15 at the start of the fourth quarter. But Sam Lockhart said, no way.
Well, now they're going to get it in. 7.8 on the clock.
Here comes Skoblik with the inbound play. They get it into Stockhausen in the corner for a three. No good. And Guevara with the rebound and the foul.
Wow, that might be it. Is the foul going to be whistled against Skoblik?
Wow, what a heartbreaker for Kahi, leading by 15 after three quarters, and Sam Lockhart.
That wasn't the best shot by Stockhausen. I don't think that's where they wanted it, down there in that corner, but that's where he ended up getting the inbound pass. It wasn't a great pass inbounds, and Stockhausen kind of had to reel it in and was maybe mindful of the clock, took a shot, came off the rim, and Guevara able to track that one down for the Thunder Mountain Falcons before he was fouled, and that's only Kahi's second foul.
They got to run it out of bounds. You just throw it to the other end. I mean, that's all you got to do. Baseball pass to the far end, and somebody's got to bail out of here and take off. I mean,
the Ludman now to trigger.
And that's all you got to do, throw the baseball pass. And they get it in at 1.3, but it's not a, you know, it's a foul, yeah. But they just don't have any fouls.
Yeah, Kahi didn't have enough fouls here late to be able to send them to the line.
No.
And that foul's going to be whistled on Seacrest. That's only the third team foul for the Kahi King. Unless Kahi gets a steal and heaves one at the basket here late.
They're looking to get it in. They do to Baxter, and he's fouled quickly. 0.3 on the clock.
And that'll do it. All they got to do is get it in. I don't think Kahi can get a shot off.
No.
0.3.
No, they can't.
I think it's like point 0.5 or 0.6 or something to be able to get a legitimate shot off.
Yeah, something like that. Catch and shoot.
Foul on Kleinschmidt. So Baxter, the inbound. Stockhausen going to get a warning. What? Technical?
No, it was the other team that got the warning.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So he was remembering. Yeah, you're right. He was remembering what happened there earlier. So
yeah.
No tea.
No tea.
But it's not going to matter.
Goodness. It's not going to matter. Baxter to trigger.
That's it. No? Oh, no. They're gonna wave a foul against
Lockhart. It's going to be RC.
It's
going to
be on
foul.
RC.
No shot. Is that shot?
And maybe that would have been a better move for Kahi to try and get a foul before it was ever inbounded. No time off the clock, and they would have sent Thunder Mountain to the line, but too little, too late.
Lockhart will be going to the line.
They're going to put 3.3 seconds on the clock, but that's not the guy you want at the line anyway. The guy's red hot here in the fourth quarter. First time to the line today for Lockhart, though. Chance to put the game away.
Shot is good. Sam Lockhart with one of the all-time great performances at the Region 5 tournament. Unbelievable. As he makes them both. And has 39 in this game. As Stockhausen gets the heave. No good. And Thunder Mountain gets the win. 66-63 over the Kahi Kings. Yes. We're going to take a three-minute break and come back and wrap it all up.
Welcome back to the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium tonight as Kahi falls to the Thunder Mountain Falcons 66-63. And you can put it at the hands of Sam Lockhart as the guy just came on fire here in the fourth quarter.
they're doing an honorary thing for, they're created an award for Coach George Houston in Juneau, and Keith Perkins is explaining the award right now. It's kind of quiet in here, but we're just trying to listen in to, so we know what
trying
who they're going
to
honor.
It's the award going to go to coaches, officials, athletic directors, anybody that embodies the spirit of Region 5. See if we can maybe turn up our mic a little bit so you could hear. I know a lot of people up there in Juneau know Coach Houston or knew him and would be interested in this.
Nominations for the Coach George Houston Service Award are a comprehensive set of criteria designed to identify individuals who have made significant.
I don't think they're going to give it away right now.
I think they are. Wagner going to be the inaugural inductee. And Sandy, of course, the AD at Juneau Douglas for a long time. Then she had double duty at Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas. And now I believe works for ASAA as an advocate for youth sports.
What a beautiful honor. Every year we've ever been here to this region tournament, 21 years in a row, Sandy was here. And she ran it for many, many years, and she still comes to help out.
And a tie to Juneau, of course, so nice fitting recognition of her efforts. As you hear the chants, let's go Sandy there in the background. They're going to talk a little bit about Sandy, but let's get a breakdown here really quick of this game, which was incredible. Back and forth, Thunder Mountain trailed most of the way as it was a little bit of a seesaw battle early on. Thunder Mountain then trailed. Kahai had them bested at the end of the third quarter break, 48-33, and then Sam Lockhart had a fuse lit underneath him. And, boy, he just torched the Kahai Kings there as he put up 6 3-pointers and 3 field goals for 24 points plus 2 free throws. He had 26 in the fourth quarter and ended the game with 39 points and just an unbelievable performance. A disappointing loss for Kahai, but wow, a big shout-out to Sam Lockhart for just taking the team on his back and just getting it done and the win. 9 rebounds to go with this 39 points. Lockhart also had 1 steal and 1 assist in the win. 10 points for Thomas Baxter today in the win, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 3-pointer, and 3 buckets from the field. Blocked shot, 3 steals, 3 assists, and 2 defensive rebounds for Baxter. 7 points for TJ Guevara on 1 of 1 from the free throw line and 3 field goals. Guevara with 1 steal, 1 assist, and 1 defensive rebound. And then 5 points for Lance Niera on 1 3-pointer and 1 field goal. Niera with 1 assist, 2 offensive rebounds, and a defensive rebound. And then Kason Ludeman rounding out. Oh, no, Kason Ludeman was a 3-pointer in the second quarter, and he had 2 assists, 4 defensive rebounds. And then James Pulaski, quiet night offensively with only 1 bucket in the field. And it seems that he didn't play nearly as much. They took him out for a little while. They had a different rotation in there that maybe
the game was fast.
Blasco thought matched up better with other guys, and so Pulaski didn't get a lot of playing time today, but he ended up with 8 rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds, and an offensive rebound for Pulaski with his 2 points. Thunder Mountain Falcons, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. They had 12 three-pointers in the game. 9 of those coming at the hands of Sam Lockhart, and then 26 points from inside the arc. Item with 9 offensive rebounds, 20 defensive rebounds, and Clark's probably going to talk about this when we get to KI, but Juno only with 7 turnovers in the game, 3 in the second half, and KI went into the fourth quarter with no turnovers and ended up turning the ball over 7 times, and that was another reason that Thunder Mountain was able to claw their way back into this one.
But still, just an unbelievable performance by Sam Lockhart here in the fourth quarter and throughout the game. One of the all-time great performances we've ever seen. Probably the greatest performance we've ever seen.
I don't know if we've ever seen anyone light up like that.
No, we've never seen anything like it. Sam, only a 5'10 guard, and he was hitting shots from 10 feet behind the three-point line, nothing but the bottom of the net. And it was just unbelievable to be here and witness that, and heartbreaking for the K-High Kings, but Sam was just not going to be denied.
Yeah.
So on the other side, leading the way for the K-High Kings will be our Gold Pan Pizza player of the game, and that's Marcus Stockhausen with 23 points on the day, 5 field goals, 3 three-pointers, 4 for 5 from the foul line. He had 1 block shot, a steal, 4 assists, and 10 rebounds, 2 of those offensive, and he'll be rewarded with a free pizza by the guys at Gold Pan Pizza. Then 18 points for R.C. Lorenzo on 1 field goal, 3 three-pointers, and he was 7 of 8 from the foul line. He also had 3 assists and 1 defensive rebound. And then 10 points for Andrew Kleinschmidt on 5 field goals, 0 for 1 from the foul line. He had an assist and 4 rebounds, 2 of those offensive. And then 5 points for Jonathan Skoblik on 2 field goals, 1 for 4 from the foul line. He had one block shot, an assist, a steal, and 3 defensive rebounds. 4 points for Juan Coronel on 1 field goal. He's 2 for 2 from the foul line. He had 2 assists and 3 defensive rebounds. And then 3 points for Josiah De La Cruz on 1 three-pointer. He had 1 steal, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds, 1 of those offensive. And Kyler Seacrest, 2 assists and 2 defensive rebounds. Gage Masson with a defensive rebound as well, as the K-High Kings fall 66-63, and they'll take on the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears tomorrow evening. And we'll be back for that one. So stay tuned here as we're going to take a little break and get going with the final 2A games of the day. So stay tuned. And thanks for listening. Thanks for all of our sponsors that made these games possible here from the Region 5 tournament. Have a great evening. Good night.
You've been listening to live and local sports play-by-play on KINY. Don't miss a moment. Subscribe to the podcast at KINYradio.com.